That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, friend. You're listening to the Nicole Walters Podcast. I'm a former six-figure corporate executive who woke up every morning feeling stuck in the life that I built for myself. But using my corporate skills, I took to the internet and built a multi-seven-figure business showing others how they can build a life they love. Now on this podcast, I share stories of being an entrepreneur, a mom to my three amazing girls, and a wife to my crazy, kooky, dancing husband. I've had a couple of viral videos too, so you know there's going to be a lot of laughs here. So whether you've seen me on my viral vids, or on the Today Show, or read about me in Forbes, this is the place where we can meet, share stories, share laughs, and share fun. I'm your best friend in your head. So sit back, listen close, and let's get started. Hey, friend. So, wow. What a week it's been. I can't believe all the amazing things that have happened. So I'm going to get you caught up real quick. But then after we're caught up, we're going to dive into something that I think that we definitely need to chat about, partly because we started talking about this over on Instagram and the response was crazy. I couldn't believe the things you had to say. So we're going to dive deep and talk about that a little bit more. But first, I just wanted you to know that I am opening up 1K One Day Academy this month. Yeah, it's a biggie because I only work with a group of students a few times a year. So this is the very first time that we're opening up in 2021, and I'm going to work with anyone in any industry. So if you are a mom who's saying to yourself, I am meant for something more, and I just want to figure out how to build it, well, I'm your girl. We've been friends for a while, and you know I have my business stuff on lock. Now, parenting, maybe not so much. But I do know my snacks and I do know my business. So if you're an existing business owner who's saying to yourself, I know that I am missing something because I'm working really hard, but I'm not seeing the rewards. Or if you're saying I've got a great idea and I just don't know where to start, 1K One Day Academy is for you. So head over to 1KOneDay.com and let's get started. Now, aside from that, if you've been following on Instagram, you probably know and you can probably hear it in my voice, right? I know that I'm always on team 10,000, right? I'm like level a million. Well, I'm excited because if you're up to speed, if you've listened to back episodes, you know that in 2019, she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And I'm just going to say it really fast because I know how your internet auntie heart is. She's fine. She's fine. Okay. So you know that, but we did the whole cancer battle. We did chemotherapy for months and months and she handled it like a rock star. So the good news is, the even better news is that she's better than fine. Officially, as of this week, she's not just in remission, but she's in a category called survivorship. And survivorship means that she no longer has to go in for regular scans every 3 months because there is no evidence of cancer in her body for a lifetime. They are completely confident that not only has the cancer been removed, but it is gone for a lifetime. In Jesus' name, praise party, run the room. I know you, auntie, right now. You're like, yes, right? Amazing. So you already know, if you head over to my Instagram, Nicole Walters, which you're always over there anyways, but on the Instagram, I just detailed out kind of what happened, why it happened, all the things we've learned. And it's a post that you just showed so much love to. And so I just wanted to say thank you. It's never lost on me that you are a real friend in that way, that you're prayerful, that when I share things with you in these chats and we talk about it, that you actually are internalizing it and thinking to yourself, you know, wishing well and feeling impacted. And I think that's what makes our time a little bit different, if you will. I know that sounds weird to say, but you get it. You know, our time's a little different because we're really connecting on that level and we're really thinking about each other even after, you know, we're done talking here. So I'm just letting you know, thank you. We're excited about this sort of testimony praise report, but I did want to take a moment kind of in our time together to say thank you, because I know that you've kept us covered and you've kept Sweet Mid Tiny covered. So thank you. Outside of that, you also may have heard, boy, there's just like so much news. I'm also, just as a side note, I know that we always connect here and chat, but feel free to slide into my DMs on Instagram. I know that sounds weird, and it's the fact that you listen here, that's the only reason I'm saying it. I probably wouldn't say this like from stage or anything to like randoms, but for you, feel free to slide into my DMs and drop me a note. Let me know how you're doing, or if you have any questions about 1K One Day Academy, or if it makes sense for you or anything like that. I'm in there, so I definitely want to hear from you. So tweet me or send me a DM or, you know, things like that, because I definitely want to hear from you. So outside of that, I also announced this week, and we've talked about it. We talked about it not last week, but the week before, about the TV show. Well, we officially have an air date, and it's coming up super soon, in just 2 weeks. We will be airing She's the Boss on USA Network on February 25th at 10:30 Eastern. That She's the Boss, USA Network, February 25th at 10:30 Eastern. So we have an official day and time where we're going to be expanding our relationship and you'll be able to watch the show. So I'm so, so pumped, so excited, so much good news. And I can't wait to hear what's going on with you. So again, shoot me a note because I want to know all the things. Now that I've gotten all the other stuff out of the way, let's talk about the real deal. This is a chat that I am semi-excited about, if you will, because it's one of the number one things I'm asked about, but I have never spoken about this anywhere. So you already know that going back for some time, I kind of burst onto the scene, started my social profile, and I was, you know, a heavier girl, a thicker one. I had ample curvature. is what is the best way to describe it. And, you know, I was a solid size 22. And I was really heavy. And I only say this not from a negative standpoint. I think that there's so much talk about body positivity and how to feel good in the skin you're in. And it's something that's so complex for so many of us. But I wanted to kind of have this conversation from, like, you know how we always talk, like a real deal. This is not about any judgment. You know how we are. So I'm just going to tell you how I felt about my body. I was a size 22 and I was really okay with it. And I know that's not cool to say, right? Because your body positivity is supposed to be like, well, I love the skin that I'm in, but like, I also secretly really wish I was smaller. Like, it's kind of this weird, awkward thing, you know, like I don't hate myself on the journey, which is a good thing to foster, but it's also, you know, I think not being entirely, at least for me, it wouldn't be being entirely forthright about the fact that being in a heavier body is more challenging, right? So for me, it's just challenging to do stuff, like meaning like sitting in an airplane seat was harder and going places, I got tired more and I was just out of breath more often. And I think any one of us who's either been pregnant or had a little extra weight on us, or as we get older, we all kind of know what that's like. You wake up in the morning and your bones are singing, or you put on a couple extra pounds and now your knees ache, you know, that sort of thing. And that's where I was in my body. But the body positivity part of it was that I really liked the way I look. Actually, the reason why I didn't spend a lot of time dedicated to losing weight was because I still felt like I looked good, which is crazy. I know, because our society, and I consider that a blessing, right? Because in our society, my goodness, where aren't we bombarded with images of how we need to be smaller or we need to be fitter. I mean, even if you are a tiny girl, you're being told that you don't have a big enough chest, or you need shapelier calf muscles, or, you know, your shoulders aren't wide. I mean, literally every single thing is wrong with us. What if you've discovered that you like it, guess what? It's out of trend. Although I will say, let's all join in coalition around the high-waisted pants trend. Am I right, sister? May low-rise jeans never come back, in Jesus' name. I need that to stay away, right? But I'm telling you, I was really good with it. You know, I built my brand, built my business being larger, and maybe it helps that I'm funny. I don't know. But I loved the way I look, and I was able to buy clothes, and I felt comfortable in what I wore, and I thought I was cute, and it just never really bothered me much. But everything changed for me in this one moment. It's a story that I haven't shared anywhere, but I'm going to share it with you because this is our space to kind of keep it real. So I had a speaking event, and this was the thing that actually spurred my desire to even start losing weight. And this speaking event was in Boise, Idaho, at Craft and Commerce. And it was an event put on by my dear friends at ConvertKit. And I love them. This is not an ad, not sponsored, nothing like that. But they're my email server folk. And I love them. The CEO is a fantastic, God-fearing, amazing father, good guy named Nathan Berry. So they invited me to keynote at that event that weekend. And I flew out to Boise and was more than happy to do it. So I get there. And if you guys have never been to Boise, Idaho, it's becoming hot. Like, I would say Boise is the next Nashville. And if you live in Nashville or Boise, you know what I'm talking about. But Boise is the next Nashville. And it's a city that is very walkable, and downtown is really only a couple of blocks. And, you know, it's very hip with like cool restaurants and all that stuff. And because of that, you don't really Uber around Boise. You just walk, you know, because everything's just a couple blocks. And that's all good and great, you know, if you are one of those fit people, or if you're a New Yorker, right? You New Yorkers, you just love, oh, it's a couple blocks, like five blocks later sweating. But that's how, you know, for the rest of us, especially us Southern girls and Atlantans, I need an Uber or I need a ride, right? So I get there and I just did not anticipate what I was walking into, you know, literally. So this event was set up with different locations all around downtown. So it was like they were making use of downtown by treating it like kind of like one big convention hall. So there'd be a party over here and a breakout over here. And that was perfectly reasonable because things were really close and it got you to see the downtown. But it also meant that my chunky buns had to march all around town and run the risk of being sweaty, being late, or being sore. And honestly, sister, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Two words, chub rub. That's right. It was like I was setting off sparks with my thighs. Okay. It was tough. Okay. It was tough. I was here to do a speaking event, but I also wanted to be social. I wanted to be able to go to these events. I wanted to be able to talk to people and meet people because I love people. And yet I was struggling. I found myself wanting to opt out of a lot of the events and staying in my hotel room because I just couldn't bear arriving to another thing, worried about pit stains. And basically, for one of the very first times, I felt like my weight was really getting in my way. And not in a my jeans don't fit type of way or someone doesn't think I'm attractive type of way, but it was getting in my way where it was keeping me from being in my purpose, which is hanging out with you and talking to you and making friends. And that wasn't okay. So I kind of put it on the back burner for the trip, but I knew it was something I didn't like. And then the day came for me to do my keynote speech. And if you've ever had a chance to see one of my speeches, they're just as high energy as our chats here. We have a blast. And so it usually kicks off, though, with me running out to some very good country music. I usually play Save Water, Drink Beer by Chris Young. So I'm running out onto stage, and I get on stage, and for the very first time in a very long time, I couldn't breathe. Like, I couldn't catch my breath. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I have to start my keynote and I can't catch my breath. And all these people are watching me. Can they see how out of breath I am? This is so awkward and uncomfortable. What if I'm not okay? Now, if any of you have ever started a new workout and felt like, oh my goodness, this is the moment I'm going to die right here. This is it. I hopped on this Peloton bike. I thought it was a cute idea. I didn't know the day God was coming to get me, but this is it. It's happening right now, right? That was where my head was. And it was after that keynote. Eventually, you know, I caught my breath. I did the keynote. It was great. We had a good time. But after that keynote, I remember thinking to myself, that can never happen again. That can never ever happen again. I can't, in good faith, in good integrity, get on stage in front of people that whether they paid $1,000 to see the chunky me speak Or the skinny me speak. There is no skinny me, let's be honest. The enthusiastic size 10, very, very likely size 12 me speak, right? Whoever they came to see, they paid the same price. So don't they deserve to see the best version of me I can bring? And I'm not saying that the thicker version of me is no good. People were thrilled to receive her, and I loved her too. But they deserve those extra few minutes at the beginning of my speech where I'm able to speak and I'm able to share and I'm able to tell funny jokes because I'm not out of breath. I just knew that in order for me to show up in this world the way that I wanted to and the way that you deserve me to, I just couldn't carry extra pounds. It just wasn't working. I needed to put those pounds down somewhere and I needed to be able to show up and move a little lighter because I was speeding through my future. So what happened after that? I went all in. First place I went, and this is always the question people have, how did you lose, which ultimately ended up being about 85 pounds? Well, I saw a doctor. And I know that that isn't the fun answer, because if you go anywhere on society, you'll hear you need to try this diet, or you want to try this formula, or you want to work out this way, or if you just try this mix, or this is the new fad. I got to tell you, part of why I don't talk about it on social media is because the answer is not sassy. It's not fun. It's not a quick trick or a hack. The reality is I went and I sat down with a doctor, then I sat down with a nutritionist, and I did every single thing they said. Everything. And I try not to speak on it because, one, I learned a lesson from Lady Oprah, which was don't talk about weight if you don't want it to be conversation, which is why you don't hear me having these conversations everywhere else. It's just the two of us right now. It's just us having this conversation privately. And so I want you to know this piece about me, but it's never really going to be major conversation, at least not for me, because I don't think it needs to be. We're all on our own journey, and I am no weight loss expert. What I can tell you is if you go to a doctor and that doctor gives you recommendations, you should take them all. And the reason you should take them all is because that's a professional who's looking at your body specifically, and they're telling you what you need to do to get your best results. It's also why I'm so hesitant to say, hey, do this or try this or use this plan or use this plan, because I don't know what you're struggling with and I don't know what your life might need. But what I do know is that a doctor does. So when I sat down and talked with my doctor and he said, less sugar, less fat, see a nutritionist, figure out a diet, move your body more. I did all of those things. It was necessary and it was a tough conversation. I did not want to hear the answers. And I definitely wasn't thrilled to hear that I was in such poor health. I was pre-diabetic. I had a blood pressure that was skyrocketing through the roof. This doctor told me that he was really, really worried about my body behaving like I was in my 60s and 70s when I was actually in my late 20s. And honestly, I looked like I was 23. I mean, really, I just knew that I had to make a change and I had to make a change for good. So I applied those tools. Now, here's the other not so fun part. It took me a long time. Getting all this weight off and keeping it off took me years. I think that because I was so committed and the weight loss was so big, you know, most of us will shift between 10 pounds or 15 pounds, but 80 pounds, I mean, I lost an entire fourth grader. So I think that because it was such a drastic difference, it felt like maybe it happened kind of quick. And social media does that. But all these pounds came off over the span of about 3 years. It's been some time to get it off. And I think that's another thing I want to offer today. So if the first step is seeing a doctor, the next step is recalibrating what it looks like to get the weight off and keep it off. It's not something that's supposed to happen overnight. Because you don't want the weight just gone, you want it gone for good. So know that for me, I stopped looking at the food that I was eating on my plate and saying to myself, this is just what I feel like eating. And I started looking at the food on my plate and I said, how is this going to contribute to my life? Every time I looked at my plate, I tried to choose life. Now, I want you to lean in real quick, friend, and know that when I say choose life, I don't mean that I always ate a salad. Goodness me, oh my, you know me and my love for popcorn. You know me and you know I'm a snacker. It's just that sometimes it does contribute to my life to have that donut. And you know that sometimes it does contribute to my life to clean up on a bit of popcorn. You know that. Joy comes in a lot of different forms. But I just wanted all of my eating to be intentional. I wanted to be conscious of the choices I was making instead of absent-mindedly contributing to a body that didn't help me get where I needed to go. It was that shift in thinking that finally made everything come together. And it's why I'm chatting about it with you right now. I just want to make sure you understand that it's not some crazy quick solution. And much like I teach my students in 1K One Day Academy or anyone that I'm working with to build a business, the old school stuff really does work. Diet, exercise, mindset. It's just about deciding when you're ready to start and getting a team around you with the resources and tools to help you make it happen. So friend, I just want to let you know, we're living in a crazy time right now. And there's nothing about what we're talking about here that I expect you to kick off right now. This is not some major call to action to get fit and change up your whole life. I'm asking you, as I always do, to grant yourself some grace. I'm also trying to show you the other side. I know that it's so easy in social media to think that everything's perfect, especially with all these crazy announcements that are happening, TV shows and crazy launches and helping people build a business and social media shininess. Well, you know who I am. I'm always your regular girlfriend, definite hot mess express. And I'm always super excited to come here with you to share how it's actually happening, the real behind the scenes, so you can see that you're honestly a lot closer to success than you know, and so that it doesn't feel like it's something out of reach and unattainable. We're exactly the same. If God can do it for me, He can definitely do it for you. Whether it's building a business, raising a family, or shedding some extra pounds. I'm in it with you, friend. I love hanging out with you. And I'm so grateful that we get to have this space where we can connect every single week. And more than anything, I just really want to be of value to your life. And more than anything, it just gives me joy to know that I get to speak into your life. It's not lost on me the trust that's required to do that. So thank you for trusting me to be here, be your friend, and speak life into you. If you want to get a little bit closer and you want to work together, and you're thinking that you may want to step out and learn more, I would love, love to welcome you into cycle 15 of 1K One Day Academy. Now, 1K One Day Academy has all the details, everything you need to know, and me, real life, in person, working with you at 1KOneDay.com. That's one like the number. If you go there, add yourself to the waitlist, the minute we open these doors, you're good as in. I can't wait to take this journey with you, friend. This was a good one. I'm going to look out for your message on social, so hit me up on Twitter and Instagram. This was a blast. Thanks so much for listening. And of course, I would love to work with you. I believe that a side hustle is something that everyone needs. A little extra cash can change your life. And it's my joy to work with everyday entrepreneurs in my signature program, 1K One Day Academy. You can start now by heading over to 1KOneDay.com and joining the community. I cannot wait to work with you. Let's get started.